Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It's Anna and Raven unwrapping the holiday classics.
They'll sing, sing, sing.
There's a difference between hearing and listening.
You are listening to this, you're not hearing it.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is when you learn about the history of one of the most famous classic holiday hits of the year.
What do we got left?
Oh, what's left? It's one of the most famous ones that's polarizing.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching. It's Dominic the Donkey.
What could be polarizing about that? I love Dominic the Donkey.
Christmas Donkey.
People think
Christmas
it's annoying.
Very nice. What?
People think it's annoying, the song. Yep, that's what they think. Lou Monte was the guy who wrote it. He wrote it in 1960. And he wrote it about, well, the Italian donkeys that were a lot different than the reindeer.
Mm.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Much like Rudolph, Dominic in Italy is the donkey that leads the sleigh. And there's a really good reason for that, Raven.
Was he shunned?
When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy.
Did you understand that?
The reindeer can't climb the hills.
No, yeah, they're too steep. It's too steep. The reindeer can't get up and down the hills of Italy, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, but this donkey is a special donkey.
Okay.
Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the mayor's derby on top of Dominic's head.
How come mayors don't wear derbies anymore?
I don't know.
Right, they should.
A derby is a hat.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a big one? It's a special hat.
All right.
Yeah, right. And he comes and he dances. Dominic
dances.
He dances.
The donkey dances.
Oh, and the children love him so much.
Yeah.
A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. Mm-hmm. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey!
Brooklyn.
Now,
is that Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now it's like made in China, but you know,
yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, he brings Bangladesh gifts. Or something like that. It's
so
rayon,
Dominic brings all the gifts to the children of Italy up in the mountains because the reindeer can't get there. Rudolph can't get there. Ironically, this is very important to my family because you know, my parents grew up, well, my mom grew up, my dad grew up on Puglia, but my mom grew up in the mountains of Italy.
One of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ma, do you know the song Dominic the Donkey is about the donkeys in Italy that would climb the mountains?
Yeah. Yes, I know that one.
Okay. Remember your donkey?
Yes, I do.
What was her name?
Poopa.
And Poopa only had one what?
No, she could only see out of one eye.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think that she can navigate the mountains of Italy only with the one eye?
Definitely. She did it for so many years.
She's like, my donkey worked. She's like, Poopa worked. There's no hesitation whatsoever.
She
knows the way.
Poopa. Like, Poopa was her lifelong pet. She loved that donkey so much.
Yeah.
And I didn't learn until, 2 years ago that Poopa only could see one out of one eye,
yeah.
Raven. Only could see out of one eye.
You know, and here's the thing. With a horse or a donkey, they got to go like this.
They
got to
look both ways. Yeah,
right.
No, not Poopa. Poopa was a magical donkey that could navigate.
Knew everything.
Yeah.
And who used to ride Poopa all the time?
Myself. Mm-hmm.
And
no, most of all. No,
that's my favorite painting of him, is him on Pupa. Do you think that donkeys are better than reindeer?
Oh, definitely.
So if you had to choose to get to the North Pole, would you choose a donkey or a reindeer?
A donkey.
Yeah, obviously.
She misses Pupa.
Oh, no. When we went to Italy to visit last year, she showed me where Pupa used to live. And you want to know what? That pen is still there, unmoved. Yeah. Let me here tell you about the hills of Italy.
Yep.
They're exactly the same now that they were in 1960. They're exactly the same.
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Hey!
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.